Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we have a special guest, Maddie, with us as well today, who is our fit chick in training, and we are trying to get her onto the healthy train from the ripe young age of 9 months.
She seems to have a lot to say today, so you'll hear from her, I'm sure.
We like it. Okay, so today we're doing our recap, and we are recapping my interview that I did with Heather Woodruff. So this was all about, she's a registered holistic nutritionist who specializes in digestive health, as well as in food sensitivities and intolerances. So if you miss that podcast, make sure you go and check it out, especially if you're somebody who is thinking you're experiencing food intolerances or curious about learning more about it. It's a really, really awesome interview. Mm-hmm. So, Amanda.
Yes.
Let's start off with this. Have you ever had or thought you've had a food intolerance or allergy?
OMG. Yes. Like almost like weekly. It's funny because I didn't really know that it was a food intolerance. And I think that this is really important to start with, is that I always just assumed, like I always had like a bloated stomach. By the end of the day, it was like my upper like abs no longer existed. Like I had no core strength and it was just like a big bloated belly. And I just assumed that that was just like how people were by the end of the day, because it's like, oh, you've eaten a lot throughout the day. And it's like your body's just now fatter, essentially, you know, and that's in my mind, that's just what I thought. And so for years I thought that, and then I realized that no, it shouldn't be that way. It's because there was something that I was eating consistently that was causing me to have this bloated stomach. And I noticed it because it stopped happening just at the end of the day. It started happening like in the morning or in the afternoon. And I was like, okay, wait, I haven't eaten that much. There's no way that I've gotten that much fatter unless I'm just gaining weight. You know what I mean? And so I started piecing it together in my mind. And so I definitely had some sensitivities. Now, I have never done an elimination diet because for me, that just seems like really stressful. Like it seems like it's like a lot of work, and that's just me personally. But so what I've done though, is I just, instead of doing an elimination diet, I've just paid a lot more attention to what I'm putting into my body and how it's reacting. So for example, I know if I eat certain foods, like there's, I know that if I eat anything that is like fried or anything that has like greasy fried stuff, it will make me actually feel sick and cause me to have diarrhea. Like straight up. Yeah, it just does. It's just like my body just doesn't like it for whatever reason. If I am eating any kind of like wheat or anything like that, I usually have a bloated belly by the end of that meal or by the end of that day. So those things I know. And there's also one that I've noticed, and I don't know if it's just the MSG, but I've noticed that, and I just stopped eating it because I realized it, but I noticed that anytime I ate Chinese food, like Canadian Chinese food, like, you know, like deep fried, like, cause we have to go twice a year with David's grandmother. And so every time we go afterwards, I would actually feel depressed. Like emotionally, it would affect
me. Yeah, MSG is like...
Which is so interesting to me because I never really... I picked up on the association, but I never really realized that it was that until one day, like that was all I ate that day, sort of like because we went for a lunchtime with grandma. And when afterwards I was like, feeling so lethargic and tired. And then for days after, I just felt so sad. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think it's the MSG. Like, I think it's probably that. So I just stopped eating it. Whenever we have to go now for the Chinese food with her, I just eat salad. I'm like the Captain No Fun, just eating my salad. But I know that for me, it's better.
It's not worth it. Like, it's not better. Worth
Let's
it.
Just sit. This. That's just it. So I don't know if that's necessarily an intolerance, but it's definitely recognition of how something is affecting my body.
Yeah. Right? Like that could totally be, that specific thing could be a reaction to the food additives, because a lot of the things that they're adding into foods for preservatives, the additives for flavors, MSG, a lot of us have major reactions to it, not only physically, but emotionally as well, because they are, you know, chemicals that are messing with our bodies. But when it comes to food intolerances, so I just want to give the differentiation, because a lot of people, they interplay those two words, food allergies and food intolerances.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally different. They actually elicit a different response in the body. So a food allergy, it is, both of them trigger your immune system, but a food allergy, it's going to come on right away. So think about it. Like if you eat peanut butter and you're allergic to peanut butter and like suddenly then your like throat is closing up. Like
yeah.
It is an extreme reaction that involves, certain, I'm not going to get into the whole like process of how it actually works, because that doesn't really matter. But a food allergy is something that you're going to be obviously allergic to. You're going to have an instant reaction. Where a food intolerance.
And sorry to interrupt, but with a food allergy, it doesn't necessarily have to be extreme either. It can also be like, it could be like hives or things like that. But generally it happens pretty quickly. Like it's like a pretty fast response. It's like me with apricots.
Yeah.
It's like if I eat apricots, I get hives.
You get itchy.
Hives instantly. I get like red dots. And I know that that's because I've eaten. But it's actually not apricots. It's actually just dried apricots, and it's the sulfa that's in them, because I'm actually.
But that's where it's like, that's an allergic reaction though.
Correct.
Whatever it is, when you see like hives or your throat, you're scratchy, things like that, that's your body right away saying, okay, there's something foreign in here that doesn't work for our body. We need to go into immune response to get it out, which is like red, heat, swelling, whatever that is. And sometimes you need to obviously take an EpiPen or whatever, but some people just have to take an antihistamine and then wait for your swelling to go down like a Benadryl.
Right.
Or you just wait it out. Then, but a food intolerance or a food sensitivity, it also has a immune response. But the thing that's really complicated about these foods, and that's why going back to what you said, you listen to your body. The problem though with foods that we're sensitive to, because we don't have that immediate reaction, like something we're allergic to, it's really hard to know what it is. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you have a food intolerance, let's say to strawberries, but you eat obviously a bunch of other stuff, and then like 3 days later, you're feeling bloated and tired and depressed and whatever, it could be from the strawberries, but it's really hard to know that it's from the strawberries.
Right.
Because you've eaten so many other things and it's delayed.
Right.
It's the same thing with a dairy intolerance or a wheat intolerance. So most people who actually have them, like it's very delayed, but your body is still going through that immune response. So we're inflamed inside, which is horrible for your health. But not enough almost to like, it's not as uncomfortable as an allergy. So it's like a lot of people just think that's the way you should feel. Like I should feel acid indigestion. Just take a Tums. I feel tired all the time. It's probably just cause I'm overworked, you know, but really what could be happening is your body is going through this constant process of trying to fight off these foods that it's like, I don't like this food. And the thing that's crazy is that there's no, you know, right now we've got dairy is one and gluten is one as the two big, like the main ones that people think.
Yeah.
But you could have it to anything. It could be to certain nuts. It could be to certain vegetables. It could be
fruits.
Yeah. Like, so one way to do this, I talked about this before on a Facebook Live, is that there is blood work that you can do.
I'm actually going to do that next week.
Yeah.
And it's just more of a curiosity thing. It has nothing to do with how I'm feeling. It's literally just, I'm like, I just want to do it because I like to know how to make my body as optimal as possible, how to make it function as best as absolutely possible so that I'm helping my health.
Well, and that's the thing, like when it comes to stuff like this, some people are like, it is a paid test. It's not covered by, we're in Canada. A lot of tests are covered by OHIP or by whatever province you're in. This is an additional test. I know the naturopathic clinic I work at, they do it. It costs between $200 to $300. But what they do is they basically like inject, they do a blood test, they take your blood, and then they test it against like a panel of 200 to 300 foods. Mm-hmm. And then it comes back a ranking of like red, yellow, or green. So the foods that are red, you're having a majorly high response and you should avoid them. Yellow, kind of medium, green, they're not really causing any reactions to you. But it's cool because that way, like, you know, maybe you have an issue with strawberries and I have an issue with green beans. But at least you know when you start to eliminate those foods, then you could feel a lot better. Now, there are people who say that the validity of these tests are not necessarily like the best, but if you feel better, if you eliminate them. So the other thing to do too is an elimination diet.
Right.
And this is what you were saying. It is hard to do, but one book I really like is The Whole 30. So it gives you a specific, like the foods that are non-allergenic. Mm-hmm. You basically eat those for a month because it gives you enough time to clear them out of your system. And then after the 30 days, you start to add like one thing at a time and see how you react to it. Yeah. So it is really time consuming and it takes a lot of effort to figure it out. And you have to make sure you're only introducing one thing back in at a time. Because if not, like, you have like...
It's like feeding Maddie. Whenever I'm introducing a new food to her, I have to introduce it for 3 days and that's the only thing I can feed to her.
Yeah.
In order to make sure that she's not having a reaction. Yeah. It's funny that I'm like, I'm doing it for her, but I won't do it for myself.
Yeah. But it's hard because it's like if suddenly you have toast and, you know, peanut butter, toast and something, and those are both allergenic foods or foods that you could have an intolerance to, you're not going to know which one it is. So you just have the toast and then, but it's a really great book. The Whole 30 is a really great book.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that do it.
But yeah, I just think, so even just starting off, so this is what we talked with Heather a lot about, is just some signs that you could have a food sensitivity or food intolerance. And one of them, of course, is that, you know, you are dealing with a lot of gas and bloating. You know, mm-hmm. so many of us think it's normal to be farty and bloated all the time, but it's not.
No.
And I know even for myself, like when I eat something that I don't agree with either, it's like my stomach swells out like a bowling ball. Like, I'm like, what the heck? It looks like I'm pregnant. Like, and it's just because your body is trying to process this foreign invader that it thinks out of there. Mm-hmm. Some other things too are if you're feeling depressed, anxious, tired all the time, like same thing, what we put in our body feeds our mind. Also any skin conditions. There's a lot of people who have, you know, dairy issues and they have eczema and they don't think, you know what I mean? Like that there is a tie between that. Same with acne. Acne is hormonal, or it's also could do with your liver as well. But, you know, there could be foods that are contributing to that inflammation. So just starting to listen to your body, see what, if you do have something like a skin issue, what starts to reduce when you stop, if you stop having dairy, let's say. Mm-hmm. But just start like really listening to your body. If you're eating something that after a meal, your belly's sticking out, there's something in that meal that's bothering you.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm not saying that the elimination diet is like a bad thing. I think it's a really good thing if you have the patience to do it, for sure. Yeah. So let me just be clear that it's just, I'm just saying for me, I guess I'm just lazy in that sense of like,
no, it's, I feel like done
it's a lot of, it's a lot of effort. So that's why I'm choosing to actually, that's why I'm choosing.
I don't want to do the elimination diet either.
She does one. Well, we do opposite. We do intro diet. But so here you go, honey. Basically, you know, what I'm saying is that that's why I'm choosing to do the blood work though, because for me, the blood work is my way of just at least getting an idea, even though, you know, people are saying that like the validity of it is like, you know, is it correct or not? For me, even if it just says like, you know, these things are showing as red, then I'll just avoid them. Like, it's so much easier for me to just avoid a food if I know that it's potentially causing me issues versus sitting around trying to figure it all out myself. So I'm going to do the blood work for myself, but
I'm excited. I'm going to do it too. I want to know.
Yeah, no, it's like, why aren't you curious about your health really? You know what I mean?
Like, for me, you understand it is expensive. And for a lot of people, that's
totally
expense, right? So that's where the elimination diet could come in.
That's what I was going to say. So like, if you're someone who, you know, from a cost perspective, I totally get it as well. I know that some clinics though, they too, here in Canada, I know that they even have like little packages where you could be like, you can only spend $100 and they only check against the top 50 foods and things like that. Like they have like little different packages. So you don't have to go full extreme. You could always just go against the top sort of like, they have like kind of like the top 50 foods that are like the most common. And then they have like the bigger package where they test about against like the 200 foods or 300 foods and that kind of thing. So you can actually look at it as options as well if you wanted to kind of like still try it, but not pay a few $100 to do it. There is that.
And one of the easiest things too, and then we'll jump off, is just if you start to do, you know, if you're experiencing, just take a step back and look at your current diet. And if you are have an overwhelming amount, let's say, of dairy, like just say you eat cheese at breakfast and you drink a glass of milk and then you're having, you know, ice cream with your lunch or whatever, and you're experiencing issues, try to even reduce that down to one time a day and see if you feel better. You know what I mean? Like just start to take a step back and look at what you're having a lot of, because we actually, unlike when we're sick and we get exposed to certain, germs, then we build up immunity to them, right? It's the opposite with foods. The more we're exposed to them, the less we can tolerate them. So when we're constantly being exposed to wheat over and over and over again, or dairy over and over, soy over and over, our body can't process it the way we do. So it's backwards. Whereas we think, what do you mean I've developed an immunity, like an autoimmune, or I've developed this food intolerance? Where shouldn't it be the opposite? I should develop this, you know what I mean? Like immunity to it. So just remember that with food, it's the opposite. It's the overexposure that causes us. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up.
All right.
So, make sure that you check out the interview with Heather Woodruff. Awesome. Sensitivities, digestion. We talk about poop, which, you know, of course, is one of my favorite topics. And for more information, definitely check out our website, fitchixacademy.com. We have all of our past podcasts on there too. So some people jump in right now. I don't even know what number we're at, number 95. Some people jump in now. But just know, if you go to fitchixacademy.com, you can access all of our past ones, as well as on iTunes and Google Play. Email us with any topics that you want us to cover at info@fitchix.ca. And then we also have a really great free download right now. For our countdown to Christmas shape up, just to help you guys keep in the mindset of fitness, nutrition, and wellness over the holidays and leading up to it, with some simple strategies. And you can download that at fitchix.com/countdown. Maddie likes that one.
Yeah, she agrees.
Maddie likes that one.
You agree.
Yeah. Countdown. Okay, so we're gonna say goodbye.
Say bye-bye. Can we say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Okay.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.